So now what I want you to do is I want you to think of something. Think of something that you do that you'd rather not do, a minor state or a minor behavior, and go through the swish pattern. Go through the swish pattern. So what I want you to do right now is just stop the CD and write down the present state, what it is that you currently do but you no longer want to do, and what the picture is of that, and make sure it's associated. So write that down. And then the desired state, what you'd rather be instead, that perfect you who would never do it, and write the picture down and make the picture dissociated. Once you've got those, then turn the CD back on and we'll do the process. Get ready, go. Okay, welcome back. So now you've got two pictures. You've got the present state, which is associated, and the desired state, which is dissociated. So now what I want you to do is bring that present state picture to mind. And just imagine that present state picture. You may not want to do this while you're driving a car. So if you're driving a car, pull over to the side of the road and stop. This is something that you need to be stopped for or in the privacy of your home for. So what I want you to do right now, you cannot do this process while you're driving. So instead, stop the car if you're driving. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to imagine the present state picture right in front of you. And now imagine that crumpling in on itself, becoming a little dot and going off into the distance, the horizon like a slingshot, and coming back in, whoosh, is the new picture. Right there in front of your face. Good. Clear the screen. Now, once again, get the old picture. Now imagine it drawing off to the distance, crumpling in, whoosh, and the new picture comes slamming up. Good. Clear the screen. Once again, old picture there, draws off to the distance like a slingshot, and whoosh, slam. Good. Clear the screen. Let's do it again. That's three times. Once again, old picture goes off to the distance, and whoosh, comes back in, new picture. Good. Clear the screen. Once again, old picture, off to the distance, and whoosh, new picture. Good. Clear the screen. We're going to get a little bit faster. I know this is faster than your conscious mind can process. That's perfect. Old picture, off to the distance, whoosh, new picture. Good. Clear the screen. Old picture, off to the distance, and whoosh, new picture. Good. Clear the screen. Old picture, off to the distance, and whoosh, new picture. Good. One more time. Old picture, can you still get it? Off to the distance, and whoosh, new picture. Good. One final time. New picture. Off to the distance. And whoosh, new picture. Good. Go ahead and open your eyes. Go ahead and clear the screen. Now, what happens when you think of that old picture? The new picture should come right up. Right. So what that does is that's a pattern interrupt. So I want you to enjoy the results from that. And if you're working with this for coaching purposes for another person, or if you're coaching your children, or if you're coaching your employees, and you're using these techniques in your coaching, you can practice this with somebody. So the best thing you could possibly do is find a partner and practice this with them for a minor state or behavior that they'd like to change. So have fun with the swish pattern. Go out there and change some things in your life. And remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.